USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. The Biden administration's COVID-19 data director tweeting, just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden is assessing storm damages in New Jersey. During an event with state and local leaders, Biden saying the state really took a hit. Remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Meantime, without proof, President Biden says every part of the country is getting socked with extreme weather. The Secretary of State is spending some time in the Middle East. Next week, he'll be testifying before the Senate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Biden administration's plan to widely administer COVID-19 vaccine booster shots later this month has become mired in confusion over regulatory approvals, eligibility, and logistics. Once boosters are approved, recipients of the COVID vaccine should get a third shot roughly 8 months after their second dose. As far as the confusion goes, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News,
I think the reason the confusion came here, Anita, is because President Biden got ahead of his skis on this by a long shot. FDA hadn't examined the data yet. Let me boil this down for you. It's coming out of Israel for sure that the Pfizer vaccine in particular, the BioNTech vaccine, over 6 months starts to diminish in severity and also mild cases. So it's looking like boosters, especially for the immunocompromised and the elderly and those most at risk. That's coming.
President Biden is planning to visit New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon this Saturday to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president will have some words to say about the attacks.
We're still working out the speech. I would expect you will hear from him in some capacity about 9/11.
Some of the victims' families are calling on the president to release all government documents related to the terror attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.